As of March 1st, about 180,000 people in Ohio had gotten new health coverage either from the federal marketplace or Medicaid. A trickle, not a flood. But the procrastinators are stepping up. Michelle Nelson at the Community Action Partnership in Dayton says people are filing in and out of their lobby all day, every day, to sign up and to clear up confusion.
Bad information spreads really fast, and I'm hearing some pretty wild stories.
She says lots of people have no idea they could qualify for free or subsidized care, or that they could owe steep fines if they don't enroll.
I hear a lot of, well, that's really too complicated. I'm just going to opt out. I'm going to pay the $95 fine. It's not a choice. It's not an opt out. It's not an option.
That's because $95 is the minimum fine, and it goes up from there based on income to hundreds or even thousands per year. And the whole point is to discourage people from thinking they can opt out. Now, Health and Human Services says they'll offer extensions for people who start the application process before March 31st, but can't complete it in time. Lewis Wallace, WYSO.